Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, amen, for tuning in today, amen, to Blog Talk Radio. And we have a special word on today. This is Prophetess V, and my ministry is Christian People Pulling Together. Praise God. I thank God for the opportunity, amen, that Kingdom Builders Radio, Internet Radio, has given me a sponsorship. I praise God for that. Praise God. Amen. And I ask the Lord to bless them richly. Amen. But listen, people of God, as you're tuning in right now today, I ask you, please, if you can grab a notebook, pad, pencil, a paper, pen, amen, because what I have to give to you today, praise God, is really something that's going to help you along your journey, along your walk, amen, and some of you that may not even be following God, praise God, it's going to be encouraging to you as well, amen, for God loves us all, amen, we are all his children, glory to God. So again, get your paper, pen, amen. And get ready to take some notes, amen, because you really want to go over this. I don't believe, amen, in speaking unless God give me a word, because guess what, people of God? Prophetess V wouldn't be speaking a word today if God did not give me a word for you. Praise God. I just wouldn't say nothing. I just would be praising God all day through the whole hour of the show. Amen. But unfortunately, yes, God has given me a word on today, and I just, glory to God, hallelujah, I just give him praise, praise God. I tell you, God will never leave you or forsake you, amen, but God is there for you all at all times, amen. And we may walk away from God, amen, we may run after things, amen, that's not of God, amen, searching, amen, for things to comfort our flesh, amen. But listen, I tell you, God is always there. He's a forgiving God, amen. He's a righteous God, amen. He is powerful. He is all-powerful. And there's nothing, amen, that God cannot do, because he can do all things, glory to God, but fail, amen. And there is, again, I say it is again, a word for you on today. I'm just excited, people of God, for what God is doing. I know, amen, on last week, I had spoke on faith, amen, and without faith it is impossible to please God, amen. And how many of you know, amen, that the word comes first to the messenger, amen. The word came from me, amen, first, amen. So I know in the days and coming up, trying times, that I got to stay focused, amen. No matter what's happening, shaking all around me, glory to God, I got to keep my focus on the Lord, amen. I ain't just talking, amen, just to be saying something. I'm telling you, amen, what I know, glory to God, because I have had to go, amen, through trials and tribulations. What it makes me be exempt,
Amen. Jesus died on the cross, amen, to save us, amen. He died on the cross, amen, and they tortured him like they did, amen, for nothing that he did, amen, but it was for the things that we would have to go through in life. So he took every boy, he bore every sickness, he bore every disease, amen. He bore the stripes, amen, for us, amen, so that we, amen, would have life. Glory to God, for Christ came to save the world, amen, that we would have life and that more abundantly. So I'm here, amen, Prophetess V is here, amen, to give you a word on today, amen, as God said it to me, amen, you sit at the table, amen, get ready, amen, to be fed, amen, because what I'm about to give you, amen, like I said, is going to give you life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So get your Bibles, amen, ready. Get your paper and your pens ready, amen. And ain't enough said, amen. I'm going to go into prayer right now. Praise God. And I'm hoping, amen, that you share, amen, this broadcast. Again, Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. Amen. Share the broadcast, amen. Get on the phone. Send a text. I sent out texts earlier today, and I said at the bottom of the text, I said, they're only a text away. Amen. People call you. Let me tell you, ministers, because we are all ministers. Amen. You may not have a platform to sit or stand on a pulpit. Amen. And that's okay, because whoever has that calling, amen, that's for them. You may be a minister on your job. Praise God. You may be a minister, amen, on the streets. Amen. You may be a minister in the supermarket while you're pushing that supercar basket, getting you some groceries. There may be somebody in the store, amen, that may need to hear, amen, you know that, you know what, Jesus loves you and so do I. Amen. Because God said to love, amen, to love. So we are to be light. We are to shine, especially, I'm really speaking, amen, to those, amen, that are Christians. Amen. Saints of the Most High God. I'm really speaking to you all, amen, because you know what? God did not save you, amen, for you to be silent. You got to be out there. You got to be ministering, amen. It may be people on your job, amen, that may need to hear, amen, from you as God gives you the word to give them. So your life, amen, will have to be an example, praise God, amen, because some people just not going to go into the church. They are not going to go into the four walls, amen. Give me strength, God. They're not going to go into the four walls. They're not going to go into nobody's building. So you, praise God, are the minister that they need to see. You are the minister that they need to hear, glory to God. And so you ain't got to be worried of, you know, do I know the scripture? Can I get the scripture right? Amen. God will give you what to say in that hour. Just ask, amen. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't had time to study. Why? Because I've been busy all week. I've been working on a project. I've been trying to finish, amen, the project with this house that I've been working on. So thankful for the men of God, amen, Brother Beard, glory to God, and Brother the other brother, Johnny, amen, that God has sent, Brother Victor, glory to God, amen, and I'm thankful for them, amen. I'm thankful for my brother Marcel, praise God. I sent a call out, shout out to him, amen. I'm thankful, amen, for my children, glory to God, and I just thank God, amen, for everybody that has been and are being, amen, a blessing to the ministry Christian people pulling together, amen, and I thank God for them. So, again, I'm going to get ready and give y'all all this word. So, this may be a part two. I actually thought last week, the message on faith, I really thought that I would carry it again this week. Amen. But as I said, I ain't had time to study. Amen. But in that hour, amen, God will give you ministers. God will give you what to say. Evangelist, preacher, prophet, teacher. Amen. He will give you what to say. Glory to God. So never be intimidated. Never be afraid. Amen. Because guess what? You are the temple of God. You are the temple where the Holy Spirit dwells in. If you have received, amen, Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, he lives inside your heart. Praise God. So never be afraid. Amen. So let me stop right there.
Amen. Let me get my paperwork here together. I appreciate you all. I want to give you all a number, amen, to call. Amen. If you have any prayer requests, call in to 313. Write this down, 313-583-9739. That's Kingdom Builders contact number. You can call them in. Amen. And if you have any prayer requests, if you need to send me something, Prophetess V online, I'm sorry, on email. I always get that mixed. I call the email, the text, email. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if you need to email me, please do at christianppt4153@gmail.com. Make sure that that C is a capital C. Amen. The rest is lowercase. Again, it's Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, P-P-T. 4153@gmail.com. And then if you would like to give a call, you can call the ministry number. It's 248-385-2293. Praise God. Amen. So again, please send out to your friends, your family, brother, sister, auntie, uncle, or just a friend, and let them tune in to this word, because I promise you this word is going to be a blessing, amen, to them on today. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, please, if you could turn to, let's turn to first, we're going to go to the scripture in Isaiah 41. And verse 10, again, that is Isaiah 41, amen. I got to get it to myself, praise God. 41 and verse 10. Father God, I thank you right now, Father, as I come to you right now, Lord God. I ask you to pour, continue to pour into me, Lord, that I may pour out to your children, Father. Use me as a vessel, Father God, to communicate this word, Father, with authority and power, Lord God. Give them understanding right now, today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and death, we shut you down, even out of the airwaves, the radio waves. You move yourself now. Confusion, strife, wrath, we shut it down right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak the peace and the anointing to flow. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. So again, Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And it reads, "Fear thou not, for I am thy God." I'm sorry. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Glory to God. I'm going to read that again. "Be thou, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So God is saying, amen, that he will be there to strengthen you, amen. He will be there to keep you, uphold thee when you feel weak, when you feel like you want to give up. He is saying that he will help thee. And he said, "Yes, I will help thee in the times where you may feel, amen, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how, amen, that I'm going to, amen, pay what these bills and my car note, my mortgage." I said that on last week when I spoke about without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, God is saying, "I will help thee." Praise God. But he is letting you know, amen, that fear, perfect fear,
casteth out, I'm sorry, perfect love casteth out fear. So God does not want us, amen, to have fear, because he is the author of and finisher of our faith. Glory to God. So he does not want fear to set in, because what does fear do? Fear will stop you. It'll stop your movement. Fear will cause you to be in a prison. And when people in prison, locked up behind bars, they can't move. They can't go nowhere but from wall to wall, back and forth. They can't break away. So when fear comes to cripple you. Oh, listen to me today, because I'm going to speak in the name of Jesus. Somebody is being delivered even right now, because you are like, oh, God, first of all, I didn't know I was operating in the spirit of fear. I didn't even know that. So I'm letting you know, amen, if you've been having problems with moving, amen, or your life, amen, just seem like it's not going anywhere, you seem like you're stagnant, amen, go and do a self-check. There may be some things in your life, in your spirit, in your heart, amen, that is going on. And so now, amen, to do an analytical check on yourself, analyze, amen, what is going on in your life, amen, that may not be lining up with God, then you will begin to see. God will begin to unravel. But first and foremost, you got to ask God. Amen. Because the Bible says, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy path. Glory to God. Everything that we do, amen, we got to acknowledge him. I know I had someone that told me a couple of years ago, you know, you don't have to bother God with everything. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because the Bible says, if we did not have to bother God with everything, why does it say acknowledge him in all thy ways? Why does the Bible tell us to pray fervently, pray without ceasing? So you may say, I said this on last week, amen. If the Holy Spirit want me to cap on some things for last week or backtrack, amen, I can't. But the word says, amen. Two, I just lost my frame of thought. Double loose here now. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. The Bible tells you to keep your focus, amen, on God, amen, that God, amen, will be able to come in, amen, and give you direction. So if he's saying to acknowledge him, amen, then we're to ask God. You may get to a point in your life, amen, where you are stuck. Amen. And all of us hate, amen, to have to make decisions. I know I do. You know what? That's why I be like, you know what, Lord, I need you to come and help me with this. I need you to show me the way. Amen. Because I'm not moving no further until I get a word from you. And so I don't be wanting to make the wrong, amen, decision. But sometimes we have to continue to move forth and trust God that he done already set the way. And sometimes it's not going to come out a particular way, because sometimes if something may seem like, well, you know what, I just don't think God had me go this way. No, if you acknowledged him first and then you got up and moved, then he's coming in and he's directing you. And this is what we have to know, that God, amen, he will come in when we ask, because the Bible says that we have not because we what? We ask not. So when you're asking, glory to God, amen, then watch him move. And then before you know it, before you complete the situation or the circumstance or whatever it is that you had before you, amen, you're going to turn around and you're going to look back and you're going to be like, wow, Lord. You worked that out. Amen. I took a step and a leap of faith, but you worked that thing out. Why he worked it out? You know why he worked it out? Because you acknowledged him first. Amen. So sometime a lot of us And I'm about to go here, amen, in this particular story here. There was some time when God had gave me, amen, what to do. And then I went and did something that I thought would make most sense. And see, my mind is not like God's mind, first of all. So when God said to do this way, and then I thought, well, yeah, but that don't even look right. That don't sound right. That's where it was wrong. I made the wrong move. So we all have done that. We all have done that. And God knows, amen, he knows our heart. Glory to God. He knows. So, amen, when you acknowledge him, amen, allow him, amen, to come in. Glory to God. And, amen, let me move on. Praise God. So God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of peace, love, and a sound mind. And I'm going to stop right here because, amen, some of us that have moved out of the will of God, the Bible tells us to wait upon the Lord. Now, that's another scripture, amen, but he says wait upon the Lord, for he is the one that will do what? He will renew our strength, glory to God, amen. So, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise God. So God is giving us an instruction. Amen. When we wait, amen. And I'm praying, amen. I'm just praying, amen, that this word, amen, is being a blessing, amen, to someone on today. Praise God. Amen. And I know, amen, because of this pandemic, amen, that we are currently in, we don't know. This is something that's new. I mean, there's some things, amen, decisions and whatnot that we are going to have to trust God. Amen. Things that's going to be presented to us, oh God, things that's going to come our way, come across our path, amen. We are going to not, let me say that again. We are going to know and have to know and have to trust God that if we walk by faith and not by sight, that God has already completed the assignment. We cannot run ahead of God because that's what is going to cause us to get into a world of trouble. So have not fear, because fear, let me go back. Fear causes you to be in prison. Fear causes you, amen, to lose focus. Fear causes you to listen to outside influences. Now I know right there that I'm helping somebody, because when you are, and also fear brings on anxiety, and God does not want us to have anxiety, glory to God. So when fear comes about, amen, we have to know, amen, that God, amen, has already worked this thing out. But if we stand still and see the salvation of God, that's it. Because God wants us to know, amen, that he done already went before us, amen, to make the crooked way straight, praise God. So we must know not to move, glory to God, amen. If you feel, amen, you don't know which way to go, amen. And if you feel, amen, amen, I'm not comfortable with this, amen, stand still. Don't try to just go forth and make a decision on your own. It's just wait. Because as you wait, amen, again, as I just told you in Isaiah chapter 40, I think it was verse 31, that when you wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength. Glory to God. So don't try to make it happen. You ain't got to try to make nothing happen. Because God's going to already cause it to happen. He just wants you to wait upon the Lord and wait on him. And watch and see, don't he get all the glory, amen, and that you have a victorious life, praise God. So again, walking in the spirit of fear cripples us. Walking in the spirit of fear causes us to be in prison. Walking in the spirit of fear causes us to lose focus. Walking in the spirit of fear, amen, directs us to begin to listen to outside influences, which everybody got their opinion. You don't need everybody's opinion. You only need what God says. You only need what the word says. Let me tell you, the Bible is biblical instructions before leaving earth, okay? So everything that you need to know is in the word of God. Everything that you need to know is in this Bible, amen? Every direction, every road, pathway, amen, that you need to go down, all of your answers is in the word of God, because why? God, the Bible says, he will not leave us or forsake us, amen, but he's always right there with us. It be us, amen, that leaves God. It be us, amen, that turns our, amen, back on God. Not God turn his back on us. It be us. So we just need to stand still, amen, as I said, and see the salvation of God, amen. I have an article. I was trying to pull this article up, for you to be able to understand more pertaining to this spirit of fear, because the spirit of fear brings other spirits with it. Amen. This spirit don't just operate by itself. That's why it's such a stronghold once they come upon the minds of the people, amen, and grips you, amen, your spirit, and you just be like you be in bondage. Little bitty things, amen, that you have fear of, amen. If you can't get over the little hurdle or little obstacles, amen, them things could cause other stuff, amen, to come into your life, amen. And then before you know, it's like, you know what, I'm just all messed up. And you see, if you turn on the TV, they got all kind of programs. Commercials, glory to God. Commercials, amen. All kind of ads, TV ads, billboards. You look around. Everywhere you turn, it's like something, amen, that's trying to cause, amen, some type of fear to grip you. So what you got to do with that? How can you get loose, amen, from that spirit of fear? Amen. I'm going to tell you some things, amen, because I done gave you enough about the spirit of fear, knowing that if you operating out of a spirit of fear, amen, you start getting doubtful. You know, I can't do that. Well, I'm the devil is a liar, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All things. There's nothing, amen. Let me tell you, if you can vision it, you can do it. And some of us need to, amen, go every year. Every year we say, well, I got a New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You've been saying that 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Go back, get one thing, and just focus on this one thing here. Well, I've been trying to lose weight, amen, for 15 years. And you still, amen, getting bigger. Why is that? Because you're not keeping your focus, amen, on I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to see myself, amen, losing 50 pounds. I'm going to see myself, amen, getting down, amen, to 150. Amen. I can't keep living like this. Or I want to do a business. I want to buy me a nice house. I want to get into me, you know, a nice car, amen. But you ain't working. You sitting down every day, amen, just watching television, amen, or listening to the radio, amen, or going partying every week, but you are not taking no focus and putting it on nothing of what you said that you want to do. Now you say, well, how prophetess get there? Because the Holy Spirit took me there. Amen. God is speaking. There are some things, amen, that we have got, amen. And again, I tell you what I say in the earlier part of this show, I said the word comes to the messenger first, glory to God. Distraction. That's something, amen, that I have had to fast about. Or distraction. That's why right now, today, I'm not trying to be on no Facebook, because I believe that that's one of the things, amen, that can distract people in social media, that can distract, that's a distraction. It's okay to get on social media, but you don't get on social media and stay on that 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. Every time you turn around, there's a video of somebody doing something. Amen. Get back to focus. Get back, amen, in your word. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying in this hour. Amen. So that the things in your life, amen, and my life too, I'm saying, talking to me, prophetess B, I'm talking to me, so that I can finish the things that are before me. I don't have time, amen, to be in someone else's business, amen. I don't have time, amen, to be complimenting on something, amen, that somebody, amen, has not done, because people know, if they know me, amen, they know, amen, that what I do, amen, I'll let them know right off. Listen, pray for them. I tell them, pray for them, and I mean that. Glory to God. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't pray, amen, for people, amen, then God's going to hold you accountable, glory to God. Amen, because God put that person, amen, in your spirit. God put that person, amen, on your heart, amen, for you to be, amen, a blessing to. So God put them across your path. God caused them, amen, to walk across your path for a purpose and for a reason. Glory to God. Amen. And the only thing, amen, that you got to do, amen, is know, amen, that God is the one that's going to take care of the situation. I just want to give them praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give them praise on today. Hallelujah. So, people of God, I'm hoping, amen, that what I'm sharing with you on today pertaining to the fear, the faith, amen. I'm praying, amen, that this is helping you on today. Praise God. Amen. So, again, now let me go back. Amen, because it's going to be, I think I got about 20 minutes. I wish, amen, that I could have someone to call in, amen, for prayer, because I know on last week God had shared with me. He said, I'm going to have you begin to speak in people's lives, amen. I'm going to send people across your path, and I want you to bless them, amen. But it's him, it's God, is the one that's blessing you. It's not me. He's just using me as an instrument. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so I really want to stop right here, right now. And I just want to speak for peace, for the spirit of peace. Where there's been anxiety, despair, dismay, worry, wherever that has been in your life, amen, today, I speak in the name of Jesus, glory to God, that God will release the anointing of peace. For peace, amen. Love. That he, if there's someone, amen, that you know, amen, that it bothers you even when they come in your presence, when they come around you, it's something that happens in your spirit, in your mind. That's something, amen. That's a sign, amen, that you need to be delivered from something. Because we don't need nothing to hold us up. When we're getting ready to go into 2021, we want to go into 2021 a new vessel. We want to go into 2021 pure heart, a clean spirit, clean right mind, clean heart, clean spirit. We want to go into 2021 totally cleansed, because guess what? 2020 has been a woo roller coaster year, 2020. So that's not going to 2021 the same as what we've been holding on and whatnot in this year. That's going to the new year with new things, new life, amen, new thinking, glory to God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Speak in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let's go into, amen, this year of 2021. Amen. with a new thought, amen, accomplishments, new accomplishments in the name of Jesus. I speak that everything that has held you up in any kind of way, amen, that God, amen, will come right now and break that thing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That he will remove, amen, all hindrance that's been in your life, that has caused you, amen, to stumble and to fall in the name of Jesus. That God, amen, will come in, hallelujah, like a mighty rushing wind, glory to God, amen, and that he will cleanse you, cleanse your heart, cleanse your mind, cleanse your faith in, glory to God, hallelujah. Everything that has held you up, now going into 2021, is not going to do it. You're going to leave it, glory to God. Let the past, leave it in the past, glory to God. Shake yourself off, amen, and move forward in the name of Jesus. For God is shaking everything that can be shook right above now, amen. And God does not want you to operate out of a spirit of fear, because fear, amen, will cause you to miss what God is getting ready to do in your life. Hallelujah. And we ain't about to go out like that. Hallelujah. I know I'm not. So you better get on this. Amen. You better get on this train. Glory to God. I hear the Spirit of God saying, amen, whatever you did in the past, amen, let it go. Amen. If it's not brought you no prosperity, amen. If it's not caused you, amen, to be in a whole new set mind and way of thinking, amen, that will cause you, amen, to develop in positiveness. Father, whatever, amen, has been negative in their life, I thank you, Lord God, that you're moving it now in the name of Jesus. If you came on this call, amen, God just set you up. Glory to God. Because I know what the Spirit of God spoke over me. I know what the Spirit of God, amen, told me. I know, amen, glory to God, what God is getting ready to do. Amen. I don't call myself a prophet, amen, just to be saying stuff. I don't care about no title. For God has chosen me, amen, as it speaks in the book of Jeremiah. For he's called me from my mother's womb. He gave me the name, Vanina. He gave me that name. Hallelujah. He put me, amen, with the people, amen, my mother and my father, amen. He called them, amen, to come together, glory to God. Because he knew, amen, what would be birthed, amen, and them coming together. Glory to God. See, the devil thought, he might have thought, amen, well, I'm going to cause, amen, this to happen or that to happen. So this won't happen and that won't happen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, that God, amen, blesses in the midst of what you may feel is a curse. God will come in, amen, and turn it around for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. You ain't been no mistake. Amen. You ain't no mistake, amen, that you're here on earth for such a time as this. You survived COVID-19. You survived for a reason. Many people, thousands of people, amen, died, amen, in this year, have went on to be with the Lord prayerfully. Some of them, I hate to say it, but the truth is the truth. They done both hell wide open, but that's not my judgment. This is why you got to know, people of God, where you are with your walk with God. It is time to take a change, take a stand, make a change in your life. Time out for doing the same thing over and over and over again. They call that mental illness. You do something continuously over and over and over and expect a change. Ain't no change coming. That's crazy. We got to do something different, amen, to get different results. Glory to God. It's time, people of God, to let God come in and have his perfect and divine way. Hallelujah. You ain't got to try to make nothing happen. I'm talking to somebody. If you just get sold out for God, just the anything is on me so strong, glory to God. I can't shake this. You ain't got to try to make it happen. Hallelujah. For God has already made it happen. For you must trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to somebody on today. This thing took a whole nother course here. Because I believe in having the Spirit to speak through me. Use me, Holy Spirit. Because there's too many people, amen, that's dropping dead. And there's too many people that's busting hell wide open because we are not being about our Father's business. We're going to have to stand accountable. Stop being selfish. I hate the selfish spirit. Stop worrying about how you going to do this, how you going to do that. I can't go outside unless my hair is done. I can't go nowhere I ain't in the public unless my nails is done. That's stupidity right now. It is about what is happening in this hour. People are dying and going to hell. It's not about how you look. It is about getting the work of God completed. Hallelujah. Use me, God. Hallelujah. I don't fear man. I fear God. Because God will hold me accountable if I did not say, amen, what God is putting on my heart. There's been so many distractions, amen, that tried to come and cause me not to say anything. But devil, you are a liar. Because I'm going to speak it, and it's going to get across these radio waves, amen, and now it's getting ready to go to the airwaves of television right now. I prophesy. Hallelujah. I don't get on here, amen, hallelujah, just to be talking. I get on here because this is the platform that God has given me. And I'm going to use this platform because guess what? I got the answer to God when I go before him. Because if I go before him and he says, daughter, I gave you that for you to speak, amen, under the unction of the power of the Holy Spirit, and you did not do it. I got to stand accountable to that. I'm not going to hell for nobody. I say it all the time. I'm not going to hell for nobody, amen, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do what God said. Hallelujah. And I don't care about no searching and thing, amen, because all that is going to be left behind when God say, my daughter, it's time to come home. I got to leave it all, amen, here. I don't care. As long as I get to hear thy good and faithful servant, enter in, job well done, enter in, and see the gates come open, and I'm running. Glory to God. I'm running. Hallelujah. Because this walk here, amen. If anybody told you this is easy, amen, to try to walk on, the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. The Bible says to walk right and stand upright, amen. You got to fight the devil back. And some of us, amen, are allowing, amen, the enemy, amen, to get victory over you. But it's not written. That's not written. And we have victory over the enemy. But you're not getting the victory because you're not opening up your mouth. You got to say something. You got to do something. You can't do the same thing and expect different results. I just said that's it. That's illness. That's a mental illness. We got to make a change, people of God. It is time to receive Jesus in your heart. Glory to God. It is time to receive Christ in your life. Now, if you have not, it's 5:43. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, amen, needs to accept Christ on today. And God, amen, has commissioned me, amen, this day, amen, to bring this message to you, amen, hallelujah, for you to hear this message, amen, and for you to make a decision, amen, because, amen, there are some things that is getting ready to happen. I can't even say, but I know, people of God, amen, that we have to know that God is in control. No matter what happens, amen, on this earth, amen, no matter how dark, amen, it may seem in your life, no matter, amen, if it seems like nothing is working right, and everything you do, it seems like it's not prospering, amen, it doesn't matter about that, but if you believe and trust in God, I promise you, amen, you will see the light, hallelujah, ahead. You will see, amen, in that dark tunnel, amen, that you probably not been able to see. You will see the light of glory ahead, amen, but you are not going to see that light, amen, if you are not aligning your life, amen, with God, amen, if you are not seeing, amen, through the eyes of God, amen, if you are not in this trial, amen, you got your focus too much on what the devil is doing to you, and who done hurt you, and who done talked about you, and who done stabbed you in your back. Your mind is too much on that. Get it off today. Forgive those that have wronged you. The word of God says, bless them that curse you. For then they shall have heaps and coals of fire. God will light upon their heads. That's what the word of God says. Don't worry about that. We got to get in place. Because God, hallelujah, God is getting ready to release instruction. God has allowed everything that has happened in this year, amen, only to move you into position. Why you think that the churches are closed? They just now starting to open because there was too much destruction in the churches. Glory to God. Get yourself into position, soldiers. And how do you do that? First, you must get in line, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then, amen, the battle begins because you got to fight this fight of faith, glory to God. So in saying that, glory to God, hallelujah, I'm going to say to you the sinner's prayer. Hallelujah, and I pray to God that you will accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Today, the rest of the day is not even promised to you. The next few minutes is not even promised to you. So please, I beg of you, please, to say, amen, this prayer and repeat it after me. Amen. Repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry. I am sorry for all my sins, sins known and unknown. Lord Jesus, I need you to come into my heart and be Lord of my life. For you are Lord now. I receive you now in the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you now. Satan, go. For I belong to Jesus Christ. For he is my Lord and Savior. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. We fill it with amen. 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 Glory to God. Now, if you, amen, repeated amen that prayer, glory to God. The Lord Jesus, amen, is now, has now entered into your heart. And even the backslider, if you said that prayer, he, amen, because the Bible says that he is married to the backslider. He's been there for you all the time. He's just waiting on you, amen, to say amen and repeat glory to God. So in that
Amen. I want you all, amen, to pray that God will lead and guide you, amen, to a spirit-filled church, amen, where they are going to teach you, whether it's on Zoom, online, or whatever, that's teaching the unadulterated word of God. Praise God. Pray. Amen. And also, if you can be a blessing, amen, to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, amen, because it's because of them, amen, you were able to hear, amen, this broadcast, amen, because of them, because they're on the air, because they have taken out this time, amen, to send a message, amen, and to open up their doors of opportunities for people like us to come in and share the word of God with you. So in that, amen, if you could be a blessing, amen, to them as well, get ready. I'm going to call, give you the information, amen, to send, amen, a love offering, amen, glory to God. Sow your seed into Givelify. Amen. I always say that wrong. Amen. Let me spell it. Amen. This is something new. Amen. To even me. It's Givelify or PayPal. Amen. The email is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.kbdi. Again, it's kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.kbdi. And then if you want to call in, amen, to the radio station, I'm sure there will be someone to be able to take your call, amen. Then dial 313. Glory to God. That number is 313. Amen. Glory to God. 583-9739. Hallelujah. Again, that number is 313-583-9739. Amen. And if you would like, glory to God, I'm going to be back on next Monday, amen, as the Spirit of God leads me. And I will release, amen, a word, amen, that God, as I'm going to seek him, and I will share the word, amen. But there are some things, amen, that God has given me to do, amen, with my ministry. And what I'm wanting to do, if there's people that's interested, amen, in doing work with a nonprofit or starting their own nonprofit, is if it's about Christ, doing things for the body of Christ and helping, amen. If you have some type of vision, amen, it could be something like doing farming or whatever. It doesn't matter. And what I need you to do is contact, amen, contact me, Prophetess V, at ChristianPPT4153@gmail.com, because I'm getting ready to go off the air, amen. Or you can give the ministry a call at 248-385-2293. Amen. So again, people of God, if you can pass the information, amen, on next week, text your friend, family member, have them to listen in, amen. Because I tell you, the show, amen, was powerful, because I didn't even know I was going to go. I got still notes here that I didn't even get to touch, because the power and the Holy Spirit came in like it was like thunder. Glory to God. And it just came in, and it just took a shift, and it went a whole nother way. But to God be the glory. Amen. So, again, I'll see you on next week. Amen. Glory to God. I want to make sure, amen, that I haven't forgotten, amen, anything. Amen. Listen, y'all, I hope you all have a great Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Amen. And let's stay safe. Amen. Remember, amen, to wear your mask. Amen. Remember to keep your 6 feet distancing, a social distancing. Amen. We still got to follow the rules of the land. Amen. And I promise you, when you do that, amen, You still under God's will, amen, because God allowed, amen, them to do this social distancing and stuff for such a time as this. Okay, amen. But let's not be out there all outside. We got around all these people and people don't have their masks on. That's not fear. That's wisdom. That's wisdom, okay? Amen. And if that's what you feel, amen, okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I tell you what, keep God first. Amen. And I hope, amen, that you tune back in, amen, on next week. Amen. Again, this is Prophetess B. My ministry, again, is Christian people pulling together. Amen. And guess what? There are great things on the horizon. I see it. Amen. And pray, amen, that God will allow me, amen, to share some things that he has revealed to me. Amen. If it be his will on next week. Amen. So I love you all. Amen. Again, stay safe. Amen. Have a happy, Merry Christmas. Spend time with your family. Use wisdom. Amen. And just know that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And he is first and foremost. Keep him first and foremost in everything, amen, that you do. And I promise you, amen, when you do that, you will see prosperity in your life. I know it, amen, because I am a witness to it. Amen. And right now, I may not, amen, have all the cars, amen, and all the houses, amen, that I see. But I know, amen, it's on the horizon. And I know, amen, I'm getting ready to walk in it because my heart, amen, is to help homeless people. I want to see homeless people, amen, get into their own homes. I'm one that believes that there should be not a one homeless person on the street. Amen. And whatever I have to do, amen, or continue to stay focused on, because I got things that I'm working on that's going to help my ministry, amen, to help people that want to get into their own houses. There's projects that I'm working currently. I ain't talking about nothing I want to do. I'm telling you right now, there's things that I am currently working on now as far as in housing, amen, that's going to help others to get into their own homes, amen. And that's why I must stay focused on what I'm working on, because I believe that what God is having me to work on right now is going to be an avenue, amen, that's going to get me there in the name of Jesus, sealed by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Again, I love you all. Amen. Thank you for listening in. Amen. To Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio. Amen. And promise, amen, if you come back on next Monday, 5 o'clock, amen, I know, amen, God willing, that Prophetess B, amen, will have a word, amen, that's going to recharge you, amen, and cause you, amen, to be able to move further ahead, amen, in your life, because we speak, amen, that you will not be stagnant, amen, in the things, amen, that you, hallelujah, believe in God to do in your life if you just trust God, amen, hallelujah, and allow him, amen, to have his perfect and divine way in you, his perfect and divine plan in you, amen, then I know, amen, that greater is on the horizon for you. Be blessed and see you on next week. God bless.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, because yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.